Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Praise and Deliverance Ministry Line. I want to thank everyone who have joined us this morning. And today is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad in this day and blessed in this week. So this morning, what I want to do is know, is anyone that would like to sing this morning? They have a song they would like to sing?
I would.
Okay. Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sisters and brothers. I exalt
good morning.
Thee. I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Oh, Lord, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, oh, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, thou art worthy, worthy is the Lamb, you are worthy. Oh, Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, oh, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that song, Sister Linda. Do anyone else have a song you like to sing? Okay.
Actually, I don't see my sister, so continue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a joyful noise. Heavenly Father. Let's see. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. We love you, oh Lord, come by here. We love you, oh Lord, come by here. We love you, O Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, O Lord, go, come by here. Come by here, O Lord, come by here. Come by here, O Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. We worship you, O Lord, come by here. We worship in you, O Lord, come by here. We worship in you, O Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Amen, amen, amen. What I want to do this morning is open the line and see if there's anyone. I love to give people opportunity to pray. So if you would like to lead us this morning in a prayer, short prayer, it don't matter what length of the prayer, because we're talking to God. It's all about God. So would anyone like to lead this morning? Okay.
Yes, good morning.
Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
My God, how awesome is your name in all the earth. We are grateful for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We're thanking you, God, for you are our hiding place. You are the one and only wise God. Thank you for being sovereign, Lord. Thank you that you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're grateful for that today, Lord. Thank you for just being the perfect God of the universe. You are the all-coming King, and the King of our glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. My God, we are thanking you for Jesus Christ and what he did in coming to this earth. We thank you, Jesus, for being our friend, and we realize that you are a friend who's closer than our brother. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. My Father, we are grateful today because by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So we thank you for healing today, oh God. Healing is the children's bread, and you said in your word that I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we are grateful today for the healing that is taking place in our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our spirits today, Father. In the name of Jesus, healing across the land, Lord, we're grateful for that today. Thank you for peace in our cities and states and this country, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to just thank you for the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we're glad today that you're the one who teaches us. You help us to understand who we are in Christ, and we realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us and lead us and guide us even today in our prayers. And Lord, this morning, I just pray for each and every sister and brother in Christ who comes to this prayer line, oh God, each one who has been here down through the years, and those who are here today, those who may want to be here but can't make it, those who will come in the future. We pray for each and every one of our families, Lord. We pray that you help them, oh God, who are not saved, that they will make that decision to come to Jesus Christ. We ask that you take the darkness from around their eyes, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, that you take away the stony heart, oh God, and give them a heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind up every stumbling block, oh God, that will hinder the people to see and hear your voice, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, those who are strung out on drugs and alcohol, oh God, and other kinds of addictions, oh God, sexual addiction, oh God, pornography today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing, oh God, healing their minds, oh God, that they will have the mind of Christ, oh God, and help us all to be faithful to you, God. We want to be faithful to your word, faithful to your work, oh God, because you are the mighty God. It's in the name of Jesus we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there another that would like to pray this morning? Okay. Thank you, Pastor Bungeon, for that prayer. And you can hear her on Tuesdays, sometime every other Tuesday. But don't miss her on Tuesdays. If you can be here Monday through Friday, do come and spend time with the Father and every one of us agreeing together. So if there's not another, okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, this morning, Lord. We come in Jesus' name and agree with one another, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Standing on your promises, Heavenly Father. Lord, having faith in you, Lord, and believing and trusting in you, Almighty God. For you are the one and the mighty one, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just asking you, Lord, to open doors for those that need doors to be open, Lord, and closing doors that need to be closed, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray that you make ways for those that in a situation, Lord, where they see there's no way, that they believe that there's no way, Lord. Lord, make a way for them, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that may be going in surgery this morning, this day, this week, Heavenly Father. Be with the doctors, the techs, take, Lord, the nurses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, guide their minds, Lord, and their hands, Lord. And give the individual who are having surgery this week, Lord, give them a speedy recovery, Almighty God, Lord. Lord, you know what each and every one of us, Lord, need, Heavenly Father, our family needs, Lord, our friends need, Lord. We pray that you touch each and every one of us in the aspect of what we may be in need of, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, some may be in need of healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you know it all, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some may be in need of job, Heavenly Father. Some may be in need of strength, Heavenly Father. Some may need patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some may need peace, Lord. Lord, you know each and everything. I may not call them all out, but whatever that we may, in us may be, and our family members and friends may be in need of, Lord, we ask you to step up, Heavenly Father, that you give us whatever we are in need of, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some may be in need of jobs, Lord. Some may be in need of car repairs, Heavenly Father. Some just may need someone to talk to, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch those that got businesses, Heavenly Father, and let their businesses bloom, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some have been praying and standing on your word and on your promises and knowing that it is true because of who you are, Lord. Lord, move their prayer next in line for a miracle, Almighty God. Move them next in line. Move them up, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father. We pray for those that have depressions, Alzheimer's, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some people just need a healing in their body. Touch their body, Lord. Praying for healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for renewing of mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Some people touch their marriages, Lord. You know, some marriages may be going through that nobody knows but in their home, Heavenly Father. So we're asking that you touch marriages where they needed to be touched, where they needed to be remanded. Lord, some have lack of communication where there's no understanding, Lord. And you know, Lord, where there's no understanding. They have nothing, Lord. So touch those marriages wherever they need to be touched at, Heavenly Father, in their lives, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just stand on your word because we know it's true. And we walk by faith, Lord, and not by sight, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So when we pray, Heavenly Father, we know it's done, Lord. And, Lord, we give those that need the strength to hold on and wait on you, Heavenly Father, knowing that it will come in due season, Heavenly Father. We know there's a time for everything, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the kids, Heavenly Father, back to school, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that the bullies in the schools, Lord, over these little small kids or even kids their age, Lord, we ask them to be exposed, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for Satan to and from school every day on the buses. We're praying for the bus drivers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the parents, Lord. Lord, we pray for those people who don't have anything to eat in their house, even those that just lacking what they need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, you are our provider, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 we pray that you provide for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that's homeless, that's on the streets, Lord. Some of them have no one at all, Lord. Save someone in their life and save someone in the path of those homeless people that need a place to stay, Lord. So some are out there by force, Lord. Some are out there by choice. Protect those that are out there by choice, Heavenly Father, and those that are out there by force, Lord. Lead them to someone that can tell them where they can get a place to stay, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So there's nothing you cannot do, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are a way maker, Lord. We're praying that you make a way for those homeless people, Lord, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for those that are in the nursery home, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, they're praying that they can see a home at the nursing home, Lord. It's just not a nursing home, Lord, the place where they live, Heavenly Father. They live there, Lord. And some of them don't have people to come visit, Lord. So you can put family in their life. It don't have to be blood to be family because we are a family in Christ, Lord. We are family. So, Heavenly Father, we pray for those that in the nursing home, that in the rehab rehabilitation part, Heavenly Father, receiving their healing, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that in a, wherever they may be doing their rehab, Lord, whether it's a hospital, Lord, or just a rehab place, Lord, give up them to encourage them to do the things that they need to do, that they can receive that blessing, that people praying for them, Lord, to be the recovery, that they may get well, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let it too come to pass, Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for the churches that are out there, Lord. You know, churches have closed up. The pandemic have affected a lot of parts and areas of our lives, Lord, of the world. Heavenly Father, we're just praying that you touch those churches that are still holding on, Lord, that they too can bloom and spread your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And Lord, give us the opportunity to share your word with people when the opportunity comes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, pour more and more the Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Allow us to hear your voice. Ask you to speak to us a little more and more. Let us hear your voice more and more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue helping us to make good choices, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 and touching our heart, Lord. And those with stony hearts, Lord, make them soft for Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. There's nothing you cannot do, Lord. And we love you, Lord, with all our heart. And we just praise you for all the things that you've done for us that we're not aware of and the things that you are doing for us that we are aware of, Lord. Lord, we can never thank you enough for who you are and what you are in our life, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the peoples in government, Heavenly Father, that they do right by the citizens, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue touching us, that we continue growing more and more, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And helping those that don't know how to love, that they learn to love. Learn to love others, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And we pray that you continue protecting us as we travel to and from, whether short distance, long distance, highways, byways, Lord. And we pray for comfort for those ones that have lost family members, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. And Father, we connect this prayer with all prayers that's going on at this hour over the world, Lord, to Father who art in heaven, how be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, and we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. And this prayer also go for those that we are praying for. In Jesus' name, we all agree. Amen, amen. So again, good morning for those who just joined us. Excuse me. I want to thank you all for joining. And at this time, excuse me, the water went down the wrong throat. Thank you all for joining. And at this time, what we're going to do is God, Lord, praises. So y'all can open your lines. We're not going to petition God for anything. But what we're going to do is just give him praise for what we already prayed for or what he's done for you or somebody else. So unmute your lines and come in and let's just praise God. Okay? Lines are open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you are perfect, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for my healing.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for saving me every time I get in my vehicle. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. There is no one like you, Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father, I praise you for never forsaking me. Oh, never forsaking me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, praise your holy name. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, Lord, I said, that would be enough. That would be enough praise to give you for who you are. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. We just can't thank you enough.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, let's praise you for the people that you put in my path, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, I just praise you for loving me, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I just thank you,
Lord. For who you are and what you are in my life. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you what you're doing in my girl's life, Lord. Yes, my niece's life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. My cousin's life. My aunt's life. My uncle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
People, God, amen. Coming together, oh God, yeah, wanting to serve you, God. Thank you for the unity of the body today, oh God.
Yes,
unity in your church, oh God. Unity in our homes, oh God. In our schools, oh God. In our businesses, oh Father. Thank you for two are better than one, oh God. The threefold cord is not easily broken, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
The miracles work in my life.
Thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for what you got store for me, Lord, mighty and good. Oh, yes,
yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Brand new day I have
enough
for me. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Everybody, once again, I just thank God for being here. Thank you, Sister Marie, for getting us started and leading us in prayer. And I just want to say thanks to everyone. If you didn't see the text about my Uncle Marvin, that everything worked out just fine during his procedure. And I know that the fervent, effective prayers of a righteous man avail as much. I do appreciate the fact that you all have a desire to pray and just be in agreement with what we need on the prayer line. And I also want to thank Apostle Horsley and his wonderful bride, Evangelist Wonderland, for just being so kind. And they prayed as I was in Jacksonville this weekend. And I was in a race and it was scheduled to rain, but they prayed that morning and or during the day. And God held the rain so that we did not have rain during the course of this race that I was in this weekend. So I do appreciate, you know, we have ability to pray for just about anything, really, and God can move and be in place for us and do the things that we need him to do. So once again, I just appreciate you all so much.
Amen.
Hello? Amen. Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I just thank God that I'm here seeing this brand new day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Horsley. We thank you all to the sister in the prayers for the Jones family and the churches for the Lord. We have a wonderful serving chance to see Pastor Dolly and fellowship with her. We had a wonderful time this weekend. And just keep us in prayer. Hallelujah to God. Keep me in prayer. Hallelujah. That this operation, I need to get on the chair. God will heal it, the operation, that they will move along speedily and proceed. Thank you.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris. I just thank God for allowing me to be here today and be in the midst of all the prayers. Thank you, Sister Marie, for the prayer this morning. And I'm just praying for favor for this week. Favor for my kids and my whole family.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Scholastic here, listening in agreement, and I thank God for being here and looking forward to another fruitful and bright week and continue praying for the family. Thank you.
Amen.
Sister Linda, I want to thank you for they are never an opportunity to be on with my brother and sister. Oh, what? Yep, Heavenly Father. Ask for Jesus that you would touch my new body. The upper college.
Sister Linda, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Would you want to? We can't. You're breaking up. We can't make out what you're saying.
No, we can't.
Could you try it again, please? Glenda?
Oh, it's just a Glenda. Glenda.
Glenda. Oh, that's Glenda. Glenda, you were breaking up real bad. Would you try it again, please?
No, that wasn't me, Glenda.
Okay, I thought it was Glenda.
Okay.
Glenda, are you there? Okay, we'll continue on with giving your name, if you choose to give your name, and then if you got a prayer request, testimony, or praise report.
This is Glenda. I would just like to say thank you to God once again for his goodness, for his mercy, and for his grace. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to just say, since we could not understand what Sister Linda, she was saying, that we would just say a prayer for her today, as she sounded like she was requesting prayer for something. So we'll just cover her in prayer.
Okay. Anybody else would like to give your name? Anybody else would like to have a prayer request, testimony, or praise you for it?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone else? I don't want to overlook anyone. Okay.
This is Sister Gladys. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now I can.
All right. I was just thanking God just for being able to catch you. I overslept this morning, but I just thank God for my procedure, and it went very well. And thanking him for my family and everything. And so thank you all for the prayers that were given out, for me on my behalf. And I'm just grateful this morning. I'm in no pain this morning.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God. I want to check. Sister Linda, did you get back on?
Oh, thank you for her.
Okay. Okay, moving along. Anyone else that wants to give your name? And if you have a praise report, testimony, or something, inspiration you want to share, feel free. Prayer request? Okay. Okay, so scripture for the day is 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. I recently said in a meeting that was the result of confusion due to the misinterpretation of a single sentence. The particular thought was meant to be something we were able to celebrate. Confusion set in and feelings are hurt. Another result of confusion was the enormous amount of time and energy we waste trying to correct the misconstrued fact. When we allow confusion to take root, the result can be hurt feelings, strained relationships, and perhaps even harm to the gospel. In the context of today's passage, Paul admonished the Corinthians in the correct use of the gift of the Spirit. The message of the gospel is exciting and radical. How often do we slow the advance of the kingdom when we allow confusion to enter our churches, our relationships, and even our delivery of the good news? Our entire life should bring honor to Christ and to be conduct of sharing the love of Christ. Throughout the history of the church, we see that confusion can halt the progress of the gospel. It is important for us to remember to let our yes be yes and no be no. It is important that we take the time to understand each other. It is of the utmost importance for us to remember that God is the author of peace and the giver of grace. Dear Father, help us to slow down and bring order to the things around us. Help us to search your scriptures, to be still, and to listen as you speak. Amen, amen. And I have a few scriptures. I have a few scriptures on grace. And Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ have power over your heart. You were chosen as a part of his holy body. Always be thankful. Philippians 4:7, the peace of God is much greater than the human mind can understand. The peace will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Isaiah 32:17, the work of being right and good will give peace. From the right and good work will come quiet truth forever. Quiet trust forever. I'm sorry about that. Somebody's making noise in the background. You can mute your phone. Your faith has, okay, Luke 7:50 says, your faith has saved you from the punishment of sin. Go in peace. Psalms 37:37, look at the man without blame and watch the man who is right and good, for the man of peace will have much family to follow him. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. I do not give peace to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Psalms 85:8 says, I will listen to what God, the Lord, will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to those who are right with him. Okay, so right now what I want to do is, in case some others have joined us, I would like to know if you have joined us and you have a prayer request, a testimony, or a praise report, you can give that now. Okay. So, Pastor Darlene, are you still working on doing that thing we've been doing all this month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead.
Okay. And when we are making noise, we kindly ask that you all, whoever is making the noise, we kindly ask that you keep your lines muted so that there will be peace on the line. So that's a request so that we can hear everybody who is speaking at the time that they're speaking. So God bless each and every one of you as we continue this hour of power of prayer. And we do know that there is a desperate need for us to pray and intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. So actually this week we will be starting our fast on Wednesday. And while we're at this juncture and we're talking about the nation and how we want God to continue to bring peace and reveal those who have ill intentions, our theme for this, fast is let there be peace in our homes, our nation, and we are going to use some scriptures. One of the scriptures is the one for the week. And so we know that God is good, and so we are just believing that there will be peace in our homes and in our nation, theme for this month. Mark chapter 4 and 39 says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The other scripture is the scripture of the week, which is Sister Marie just read, and also those that she just put out there concerning peace. You can use those two. There are other scriptures that we can use as we're going through this time of prayer and fasting, because we know that God is the one who answers prayer through his word. And it does say in 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. And so we're believing that as we go through this time, pray even for yourself that you will have peace within yourself, peace within your home. You know, it starts with self. And then when believing that it will be in the home, it will be in the neighborhoods, that those people who are out there who have bad intentions, that they will be revealed, that they will not continue with their plan, that they will even be connected with somebody. God can divinely connect them with somebody who can tell them about Jesus and his love. I mean, there are people who don't know that Jesus exists, so they need to be told that Jesus is there for them and that he loves them and he wants them to have peace in their hearts. These people who are doing these crazy crimes, these evil things, they have a lot of turmoil in their minds. And so we know that the word just says that God is not the author of confusion, so they need God. They need God so bad. And so we continue to pray that God will help us to connect with those who need him. And not only that, some of them may need to have a Damascus Road experience like Saul did before he became Paul, before he became a major leader in the church. So we can pray that some of them who are out there who have these bad intentions will have their Damascus Road experience, because they too can come and be a part of the body of Christ. I mean, there are just so many different ways that God can do things and help people and even help us as a nation, help us with our leaders, the leaders of our nation. I mean, this is just so crazy. Some of the things that you hear is going on in our nation. There are people who just have, I don't know, in their minds, they feel like they can do just whatever they want to without any recourse. I mean, without any responsibility, or that they can just do things and not be brought to justice. And so I believe that justice will be served real soon for some people who are doing crazy things in this nation. So we just believe that God will reveal the truth, and the truth will make us free as a nation, free from this chaos. There's so much chaos in the nation. If you just, over this weekend, I don't believe I've heard any news, and it's probably a good thing, because that chaos can be just, it can be overwhelming if you let it. But we will not be overwhelmed by these things. We will not be put into a place of depression or anything like that because of the bad news that we continue to hear in our news media. We have to have the faith to believe that God is the one who protects us. He's the one who will protect your children while they're in school, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whoever's in the classroom, that God will protect them and keep them from harm's way. And not only our family members, but just family members across the land, pray that God will protect these babies, these innocent children who are in our schools and even in our businesses, that God will protect our businesses, because sometimes people go into the businesses and try to do harm. So this morning we're just going to get together and pray once again that God will bring that peace, and get ready for the fast starting Wednesday. And you know, you can do one, two, or three days during the course of the fast. But, you know, get out there. I mean, take some time to pray. Listen to the voice of God. Have your notepad. Write down some things that God may be sharing with you. And it could be for yourself. It could be for other people. But just take notes. That's one thing that I do. I keep my calendar that I write in. I mean, a lot of people use the electronic calendar, and I just write notes in my calendar. Sometimes on my phone I do write them, but I like my paper so that if my phone is not working, I can still get to my calendar and see the notes. So let's just come together once again. We know that God is the awesome one who is doing the great work, and it's because of him we are here today. And we're standing in the gap for this nation. We're making up the hedge for our nation. And we know that God is doing great things. So let's pray. And even for the prayer request that came forth this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Oh, yes, Father. You know everything, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray, Lord. And for all of this, in the name of Jesus, that may be going on right now, Lord, in the world and in our home, in it.
If we come for God, pray for mercy and overcome something that's good enough. Protection of our children right now, Father, in the name of Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Those who are not saved are coming to Jesus Christ.
We don't care what they look like right now. In the future, they're looking so much better because they receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God and we keep his commandments and we are anointed by God to do his work. I decree this morning that we pull down strongholds and wickedness in high places is destroyed in the name of Jesus. So I decree that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily and we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So once again, I just want you to know that I love you. I thank you all for what you do to help this ministry, to help one another. And I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. And that is so important. Some people don't even love themselves. So we pray that you will love yourself, love your family, love your friends, love your foes, and love them into the kingdom, love the devil out of them, and they will, too, become a part of the body of Christ. You have a beautiful rest of the day. Enjoy your life. Do something beautiful for yourself. And know that God loves you, and I love you too. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.